Dad! See, I've got you timed out now, bitch. You can't even screw it up. I knew you were messing with me. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. What's going on, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 34 degrees right now. Going to get up to 38. It's a heat wave, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
No, it legitimately feels warm this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So soak that in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to need everyone to be cool to me before we get into the actual show.
What happened?
It's been a... I told you guys, my wife and kids are out of town. I'm meeting them up in Ottawa after the show. My daughter's got a hockey tournament. Her first game's at like 11
o'clock. International.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. But like last night was supposed to be cool, right? Family was gone. Get to bed early so I can get up, miss my nap, drive out to Ottawa. So I went to the gym real quick. And while I was there, somebody dropped a 50-pound weight on my phone and shattered it. And I can't leave the country with a broken phone.
Yeah.
Right? On account of I don't know how to get to where I'm going. So, like, I had to go to Verizon last night, and that was, like, a whole thing. And the phone didn't activate after I got it home. And, like, you can't call Verizon anymore. So I'm, like, texting with someone.
It's amazing. A phone company you can't call.
And why don't they make the whole plan out of the black box?
But that is insane.
I know. Man. I know.
We don't have a phone number.
And, like, half my apps aren't working, which is a problem because this is the next couple of days. You want apps that are working on your phone.
Okay.
You got the Burger King app?
Burger King?
Yeah. You got
the Burger King. What are they doing?
Well. Kimmy, you got the Burger King app?
I do not.
I don't have any food apps.
I guess
apps.
I didn't know that Burger King had an app.
I think
but
I have
I
a
guess
Wegmans.
That makes sense.
Is it.
How do you not have any food apps on your
phone? I have a Wegmans. And
I have a Wegmans.
That's it.
Okay.
Like, what do you got, like McDonald's?
I got all of them, yeah.
Why do you need them?
Because I can order food and then it'll be ready when I get
it. It's fast food, man. I can just hit the drive-thru.
Well, this is faster food.
So can I...
Faster fast food.
Yeah.
If I got quick question.
Sure.
I've never used one of these.
Yeah.
If I order on the app, do I have to go inside and get it or can I get it through the drive-thru?
You can do both. When you pull up to the drive-thru now, they ask, have you used our app? They'll say, have you used our app? And if you say yes, then you just pull right around.
Oh, they're grabbing it and hand it to you?
You had to go inside.
No. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the fast food place. Like McDonald's will ask you, have you ordered on our app today? And you go, no, I have not. Same with Taco Bell, I believe. I think the Taco Bell near my house they just built on Lehigh Station has an exclusive app drive-through lane.
Ooh, fancy.
So, wait, it's double lanes?
Well, no, it's got like the first window's for the app.
Oh,
second window is for, you got it. But the reason I bring up the Burger King app.
Yeah, why do I need that?
Until February 2nd.
What am I going to get?
Burger King is offering $1 cheeseburgers on their app.
Wait, a buck burger?
Like a
Burger Buck.
Dollar menu, essentially. Back to the dollar menu?
Dollar menu with one item on it, and it's a cheeseburger.
All right.
So actually, they've been offering them on their app all week long. You can only get them on the app.
But it's a cheeseburger.
Yes.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's a standard cheeseburger.
It's got to be pretty small.
But it's still only a dollar.
I know.
I got to wonder if there's a limit on that, because some dicks can be like, I'll take like 50 cheeseburgers, please. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why you call him a dick, because that's actually where I'm going here. Here's the thing.
What?
$1 cheeseburger, great.
Yeah.
Right? But the fact that you can only get them on the app leads me to believe, to your point, Kimmy, it's like one per customer per day per visit.
Which is what it should be.
No. That's a problem.
Why is it a problem?
If I can't order 10 $1
cheeseburgers. You don't need 10 hamburgers.
If I can't order 10 $1 cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Oh, you don't want the $1
burger. No, I don't. It's not worth it.
Because I don't know how they can make a burger for a dollar.
Well, make 10 of them and I'll give you $10. What does one fast food cheeseburger do for you?
Bro, you'll collapse the burger industry if you allow this.
Answer my question.
What's that?
What does a single $1 fast food
It should fill you up because that's how we used to eat.
It's like
a
back in the 30s, you think
burger.
They had like massive burgers? Everybody was thin?
No, I hear you. I saw your dad. Yeah, he looked like the regular Jack LaLanne, that guy.
He don't count. He was a rich kid.
Bro, everyone you know was fat. All your dad's friends were fat.
Friends were fat.
not like back in the day.
In the 20s?
The 60s.
When there was was malnutrition?
Yes. Everybody had worms.
No, I hear you, man. Like, I look at pictures.
When you went fishing, you already brought your own worms.
I look at pictures, Nixon and Kissinger and LBJ. Those guys look real thin. You're right. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
LBJ was handsome as a young man.
I'm not saying he wasn't handsome. He was portly towards at the end there. Bro, what is one single cheeseburger ever done for anybody?
So how many do you want 10?
Okay.
You can't eat 10 burgers right now. Even on cheat day, you'd be sick.
Bring it on, bitch.
You ain't got the gut for it.
I could eat 10 cheeseburgers.
You could,
but then it would be a tougher process.
Oh, the exit?
Yes.
It's going to be brutal. It's going to be an ugly dismount. Yo ass.
So, you know, everybody longs for the dollar menu of
food. Oh, sure.
And I understand. And, like, with the excitement of, like, this $1 cheeseburger and is the dollar menu coming back, what people are forgetting about the dollar menu, because it's been gone for so long, was what the real glory of the dollar menu was. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It wasn't adding a single $1 item to your order. That's not what the dollar menu, that's not why it was so great. It was spending $8 on eight different things.
Specifically just the dollar menu.
Yes, yeah. And eating Kimmy like a king.
So
right?
Just eating off the dollar menu,
yeah,
period.
And trying a bunch of different stuff.
Exactly.
And probably that's what killed the dollar menu. Because they weren't making any money with your chintz-ass dollar scam.
It's not a scam. It's called buying food. It's,
yeah, but I mean, that's what killed it.
Purchasing an item.
You all ate it out of existence.
Is that what it was? It was a corporate greed. It was us eating it out of existence.
Well, I expect corporations to be greedy. That's their job.
Well, then don't tell me you can't do it, because last time I checked, each one of you made billions of dollars last year, but you can't sell me a $1 cheeseburger. Shut up. Right? Like, give me two double cheese, two McChickens, and a bunch of fries for $8, and I'm a happy man.
You shouldn't eat that much food.
Yeah, I know.
No human being.
You shouldn't wear those socks, yet here we are. I mean, Kimmy, when you ordered off the dollar menu, you ordered exclusively off the dollar menu.
If I remember right, yeah, because that was big when I was in high school, and we had a McDonald's you could walk to from the high school, so yeah, big on the dollar menu.
Exactly. Like, when you went to Taco Bell off their dollar menu, you didn't order anything but, like, you made a decision walking in, all right? Like, you were in the drive-thru walking in the store. Am I going to be a fancy boy and go off the menu?
Okay. Right? At Taco Bell.
Market price burrito.
Top shelf Taco Bell.
Or am I going to be a working class Joe and am I having dollar menu lunch? Right?
All right.
And then once you made that decision, you stayed exclusively in that lane. With the exception of the apple pie on the dollar menu at McDonald's, I don't know anybody who would supplement their regular order with a dollar menu item. It just did not happen.
No.
So was it Wendy's that went to the junior menu? So, like, it was like their, like, junior size.
They had, like, junior burger.
Remember they had, like, Dave's Deluxe Junior?
Yeah.
But that wasn't, like, a dollar, was it?
I think that's it might have been at one point.
Was it? I thought that was more marketed towards kids, though, right? Like, kids size.
Oh,
things.
I don't know.
I always assumed
I remember eating some of those when I was on the road and broke. Like, that was, like, stepping up gourmet. Like, that's got damn bacon in it. Look at it. It's glistening. Glistening pork.
Well, look, Wendy's was always
gourmet.
It was the Ritz-Carlton of
fast food.
Exactly, yeah. Right? The buns were always phenomenal. The meat.
It was always like a step above.
Yeah. Always fresh, never frozen.
Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Burger King caused a murmuring this week. $1 cheeseburgers. And that's going on, by the way, till February 2nd. But the only way you can get it on the app, which leads us to believe that it's like one per person per day, whatever.
Yeah.
And as much as people want the dollar menu back, if this is how you get it, that's not how we use the dollar menu. We're forgetting. It's been so long since we had the dollar menu. If I can't get 10 $1 cheeseburgers, it's not even worth offering the $1 cheeseburger.
I think it would collapse the system. You imagine if you had a bunch of fatties in your drive-thru all wanting 10 burgers at the same time. You would collapse the fast food.
That was
business.
The 2000s, man. We got through it just fine. Collapse the housing market, didn't collapse the burger market. Like, it's amazing how your mind forgets.
What I forget.
That drive-thru was full of people with $7.
Yeah, I know.
And that's all they were getting. Give me, they would slap it down, and they would say, whatever I can get off the dollar menu, give me that.
I was always amazed at how people act, too, with those promotions and stuff.
Right.
What do you mean?
So I worked for this fat kid, and we go to McDonald's for our break. We're cutting meat. And they had some promotion about their large fry.
Okay.
And, you know, they sleeve it and they hand it to you, right?
Yeah.
He taps it down. He goes, fill it up. So, like, I go, what a dick move, man.
Not the hero we deserve, but the hero we need.
And they did, obviously.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be, hey, man, you got extra fries. You're sitting there fryless. Who's stupid now?
I know.
But you bring up, like, the gluttony and the promotion and everything. I mean, the dollar menu
was. What it's based on.
The dollar menu was great. I don't know if you guys remember this.
Bless
and maybe it was only at certain McDonald's. So one of the greatest times in my life, when I was a child, and I think I was probably like 8, 9, 10 years old, the McDonald's on Chi-Lai Avenue in Chi-Lai used to have Sundays. It was like 20-cent hamburgers, 30-cent cheeseburgers.
Really?
And it was like, you know, throwback to the 50s, whatever it was day. And they only offered it on Sundays. So my dad. I'm not exaggerating.
King Glom.
I'm not exaggerating. He would drive out there.
Yeah.
He would order like 30 to 40.
No.
Well, oh, my God.
And that would be our dinner. He'd just come
plop
home.
It on the table.
Make no, it? We rip it. Well, yeah, that was what it was. There was no, like, limit.
Good God.
I can't imagine what that table looked like when he was coming home with it all.
It would,
like,
no, he wouldn't even plop it. Like, the
like Hunger Games.
We would rip it open like it was like a Christmas
it
present.
It had to look like a McDonald's pinata.
It was so great.
So how long would it take him to get that order? And like, if you went, I went 30 hamburgers, that's got to take him a little
I
bit.
Don't remember it being all that long.
They could whip him out that fast.
I would go with him sometimes, like we were on, like we were going to plunder the Titanic, right? Yeah. Like, but like, no, because I vividly remember him like putting like $10 cash.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, how much? 25. So yeah, it had to be around like 30.
So like, I love the smell of McDonald's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine your house back then.
Yeah.
With all your asses in it. And then you've got 30 McDonald's burgers in there. That smell must just be in your clothes for days.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
I always, you know, I like the smell of something. I don't want to be overwhelmed or fumigated with it.
Oh, my name's Tommy, and I can't eat 30 cheeseburgers with 20 cents, and then I smell like McDonald's, and I don't like it because I'm a scared-ass, not-American-ass bitch.
Didn't the rats in your neighborhood probably need bypass surgery?
Joke's on you, man. No crumb hit the ground. But and like, here's the other thing. Go back to the dollar menu. The reason why the dollar menu is so great for road trips specifically is you could take that $10.
Oh, you pile it in there.
And like, you would just keep reaching in the bag while driving.
Is that center console never ends. Bag?
You're right, Kim. It was like scarves with a magician. Like, it just kept coming. You never ran out of stuff. Look, if Burger King wants to be innovative and be able to make a profit while still giving us that feeling of the dollar menu,
yeah.
You know what I would be interested
in? What's
that? What?
Cheeseburger pass.
Cheeseburger pass?
Oh, like cheeseburger unlimited pass. Cheeseburgers?
Give me, like, Kimmy, a set fee per month.
Yeah.
Where I can get like up to 4 or 5 cheeseburgers a day. And even if it works out to more than a dollar, I'm not going to do the math. I'm not. Like, you charge me $50 and you say every day, 7 days a week, you can get up to 4.
So you pay up front.
Yeah. Because again, it'll probably work itself out where they're going to make money. But in my head at the moment, when I show them my card and I want a card.
But you want to feel like a VIP big show.
Yeah, and I want you to just hand me free in my head in that moment cheeseburgers. And I'm still going to buy fries, so you're going to make money on the fries.
All right.
Yeah.
If I could get a card with my name on it that entitled me to cheeseburgers per day per month, immediately.
Would you show it to people?
Of course I would show it to people. You wouldn't?
No, man, at my age or your age, who the hell's impressed with that crap?
I mean, it is.
Look how much I eat.
I can't think of, other than Olive Garden with the pasta pass that they sell annually to like a limited amount of people, I can't really think of another place that has that kind of loyalty program.
Why? Why is it not happening?
Because you're going to go anyways, maybe, to a lot of the places.
But this guarantees, at least ensures, either A, you take my money without me using it so you make money, or B, I am now fiercely loyal to your brand.
They must realize that if they do this, they're going to be upside down on this program because people are going to take advantage.
There's no way, although that's what actually bankrupted Red Lobster with all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab. Yeah.
We ran out of shrimp.
I'm telling you, man. If I ran Burger King or McDonald's...
It'd be done.
What do you mean it'd be done?
It'd be done.
Tell me you wouldn't get excited for a cheeseburger pass.
Oh, I'd love a good burger.
You would, because you're a bitch. You don't eat that. You go, Phil.
You don't eat it either, Sunday.
I'm sorry. I would give my money's worth on Sunday, son. Give me all the cheeseburgers. All of them. Excuse me, can you take a piece of fennel and put it on 2 pieces of bread? Except I don't want the bread.
It's pretty tasty,
so
man.
Just give me the fennel.
Yeah, the fennel really pops.
There was that old rule when it came to dating.
What's the rule?
Bros before hoes, chicks before sticks. But it wasn't sticks, it was something else. You get it. Yeah. Your friend comes before any romantic interest could ever.
Yeah.
Well, the now ex-wife of a very famous actor apparently did not get that memo.
Oh, what's she doing?
Well, it seems she liked his friends while they were together.
Oh.
So much so, she's decided to keep one around.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room. Your mic's off, Kimmy. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, legendary actor, most recently of Yellowstone fame, Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah.
He's been going through a really messy divorce.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Yeah. But now the divorce is final, and the pair can separate their lives and move on. Set maybe not.
What happened?
This week, it was announced that Christine Baumgartner, Costner's ex-wife, has been engaged to one of his friends.
Oh.
Well, one of his ex-friends.
So they broke up, and then she immediately got engaged to that dude.
They yes. The story of the New York Post says the new fiance of Costner's ex-wife
yeah.
is a neighbor of Costner's that goes like way back with him, like a good buddy.
Oh, God damn.
Also says that Costner and the neighbor are not friends anymore.
What?
Probably on account of him banging his yeah. ex-wife. So the pair, Costner's ex and his neighbor, were engaged 6 days ago, and that engagement came less than a year after the divorce from Costner.
Yeah, so things were already cooking.
There you go. Phone number's 25.
And they usually are.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you see something roll over that fast.
I don't think he...
There's been a... That stove's been hot for a while.
Oh, we're talking hot stove.
Oh, hot stove.
Don't touch the stove, baby. It's hot.
Hot stove.
Don't get shocked.
Yeah, I mean, he's... I wouldn't put the blame on her solely. I think he left her in a pretty bad spot.
Who, Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
No, I don't know the story. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Like he happened. Like all of a sudden just left out of nowhere.
Oh. Did he find something out? Do we know the details here?
I don't
Thank
know.
Thank goodness for Pop Culture Kimmy over mm-hmm.
here. Well, I think he was like having a whole issue with like the Yellowstone franchise and stuff too at
the TV
that time.
Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, that went and cheated on him too?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Look,
he might be kind of a dick, is all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right, I don't know.
Hey, I'm not here to judge. All right.
It's a different world.
Okay. Fair enough. What I do find interesting is the idea that you are now going to date your ex's friend.
Yeah.
Is that inappropriate?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, it would just. I don't know how that would work. Like, you're not going to hang around with those people anymore.
Well,
you probably wouldn't anyways, right?
Especially if you thought there were, you know, there was something going on even before you broke up.
Okay, no, let me rephrase this.
Because that's the first thing your mind would go to. Like, how long have you been looking at pining for this dude?
I understand. Let me back it up.
All right,
so let's say it's just a regular world situation.
All right,
a guy breaks up with his wife.
Yeah.
And she starts dating his friend.
All right.
If nothing had happened before the divorce... Is it inappropriate for a buddy or an ex-wife or girlfriend to pursue that other person?
It's going to be, it's inappropriate. It's going to be awkward. Like, you're not going to be friends with that person anymore.
Okay, you couldn't.
I mean, you're going to break up that friendship.
You couldn't look past that.
How could you?
Well, I mean,
she's right there. If I look past him, that's her.
But I mean,
but what if you were the one that wanted out?
Even so,
you would still be upset.
I would think it would just be weird.
Okay, so
I work with my ex-wife, and it's just weird seeing her in the hallway.
Okay,
like I can't imagine like doing that.
All right, now you're my friend, you know that.
Yeah,
I would have thought after this long, it would have been like
no. It's just a reminder. Oh, I used to be married to you.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
I mean, yeah. It's just a constant. It's like, well, I don't want to say what I was going to say. That would be terrible. But I was
going to
make it cancer relate, but.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. I'm
but
not
you
gonna
told
bring,
us about it.
No, I'm not going to bring cancer into the conversation. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those things you don't want to be reminded of.
I understand. I just kind of was under the assumption, having never gone through something like this before, that time heals all wounds.
Yeah.
To an extent. But that's if you can move forward.
Okay.
But if that person is your neighbor and that's your wife, how are you moving forward when you're both, you know, trash day, you're meeting down at the curb?
But here's the thing. She's not your wife anymore.
Right.
Absolutely. But you had something. I mean, you had planned at some point, like, when you get married, right? You see yourselves going into the sunset together.
Sure, sure.
And it ain't happening now.
Well, because Yellowstone got canceled.
Right.
No, I guess I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, right? With this story, Kevin Costner, his ex-wife, is now engaged to one of his good friends less than a year after the divorce was finalized. Kimmy says there's more to this story, that Kevin Costner may have been a dick. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But when it comes to normal people, what you're saying, Tommy, is once I date or marry that is my possession forever.
I think... In the back of your head, yes.
Okay.
Some of that kind of lingers, even though you think you're beyond it. I think, to an extent, it's kind of there. Not that you want to own it anymore, but you're a constant reminded of your failure.
Okay.
It's a glimmering, shining coin of failure that's still there. Because I never could understand people that go, I never understood people that said, well, we got divorced, but we had a good marriage, you know, up to that point.
Yeah, sure.
Well, did you? Because you got divorced, so it's kind of a failure to me.
But you've
could
also
have been lacking, you know what I mean? Like, you could have gotten along with that person, but just, you know, you realize we just don't have that connection anymore. I mean, you're right. Most of the time, it doesn't work out quite that smoothly.
I mean, that's a clean break.
Yeah.
Well, but just to inform folks that may be new to the show, you have said multiple times in the break room, not once in your life did you have a relationship breakup where you were on good terms with the person you broke up with.
Yes.
Which never. Is also mind-blowing to me.
Well, you neither have you.
No, I have. I have exes that like,
they track you down at the mall looking for money.
That was one time. One time, and it's because I borrowed over $1,000 from
her. And the other girls you dated are in jail, and they can't get to you. You're right. All my relationships have ended ugly.
Like, I mean, Kimmy, you've broken up with people you're still on good terms
with,
right?
I've seen people
great,
that...
Yeah, great. You're all so great. Good.
They're not all great, but you have people that you keep in touch with or you see, and you're fine seeing
my
them.
My first girlfriend in my entire life ended up having an affair with my brother-in-law behind my sister's back.
Damn, that's a web.
She was probably senior year of high school.
And he was?
He was probably in his, let's say, late 20s.
Oh!
He then knocked her up.
Oh!
Sister got divorced, and then she had that kid.
Oh!
That was my first girlfriend.
Man, Florida.
That's when Florida was Florida, baby. I'm not making any of this
up.
That
is insane!
Yeah.
All right, I get why that would be a problem.
No, but I'm saying, you know, so I've got a few laps here.
Dude, I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's a reason why I am as I am.
It's not my fault, guys. It's not my fault.
Not all my fault.
Do you think it bothers guys more in this situation if a buddy started dating your ex? Would it bother you more that there's an intimate relationship there? Or would it bother you more that that guy's loyalty is not towards you, but it's towards her?
Great question.
I think it's a combo play.
Well, no, I mean, which one would bother you more?
Yeah.
I think it's a combo play. I think the fact that, like, he's raw dogging your old lady and you used to be bros. I think both of those needles prick you hard.
Shut up. It's a great question, Kimmy.
It is.
Because I would argue, if you had a problem with it, which, let's be real, at least the knee-jerk reaction,
everyone would be shocking.
What the hell? I think it would be the loyalty that would bother me more. Because, like, with this woman,
I have a history with you. Like, let's say this is a long-time buddy of yours, or somebody you've known longer than at least your wife has. Like, I think it would bother you more that friendship for all those years meant nothing.
I mean, but did it mean nothing? I mean, I don't know, though.
Not enough to talk to you about it, right?
You would definitely start analyzing your relationship with that guy, start looking for tells of things because of the situation. You know what I mean? Like, you would start to analyze things that he said in the past, things that happened in the past, trying to make sense of why this is now a thing.
You're not wrong. But on the other hand, I mean, there are people in the world that just meet and connect.
That's true.
Well,
right?
I mean, honestly.
But you ain't buying that in the moment when you're
pissed. I totally understand how that connection would build between your ex and a friend, because this person was a part of your life. They may know you just as well as the ex does. And you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I can understand forming a connection with somebody that also knows your faults.
Oh, that's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
252 WCMF again. We're talking about Kevin Costner. He's went through a messy divorce. It's final now. And his ex-wife is engaged again to one of his good buddies.
Mm.
Kimmy says Kevin Costner kind of a dick when it came to the divorce.
I don't know. It sounds
He's
like it was a really
actor,
messy
though.
Situation.
Well, he acted enough where I thought that he was the victim here. Yes. I don't know. Who the hell?
That's acting.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Duff, you know, this could work either way, too. Like what Kimmy said, he initiated a lot of other things that made her lose her respect for him. If she still had her respect for him, she wouldn't do that
Ooh,
to him.
That's an interesting take, that the marriage ended so poorly that allows...
Kind of drove her in that direction.
He gave her no reason to want to treat him fairly going forward. But and the other side of things, Duff, my wife and I were married in 2011. We were divorced in 17. We've been back together since 18. And we've never been more in love. Not married, but together.
Oh.
That respect, that love, you don't need a piece of paper for it. It's never, ever been better between my wife and I than it is now. And the ring and the paper is not there, but it's called respect. If you have that going forward, you can fix anything, bro.
My mind is blown. Totally blown.
It's always the ass, you know, Jeff, when you got one there.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
That I do not get.
Oh, I've seen that before. People getting divorced and getting back together.
I always figured because they just couldn't find anybody, and he ended up back together. Well, and we know that couple.
What a coward you are. You wait till he's off the phone.
No, I would have told him. You
would have
said
it.
You hung up on him.
Bring him back here.
I have no control over the button. No, No, but I always figure like they could put anybody to bang him, so they ended up back at square one.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
We knew a couple.
Yeah, well, they were ugly.
Ugly and obnoxious.
Yeah, it was like the worst, like the ugliest, most obnoxious. Yes,
and they split.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then a year later, they're back together, and it made sense. Like, nobody wanted you to.
You just realize you appreciate that person more than you thought.
Not this couple.
You know, I mean, there are famous examples of couples splitting and banging
each other's friends.
And it works out. Like, yeah. For example, George Harrison and Eric Clapton went through this, didn't they, with their wives? In fact, they both wrote songs about it.
Did that work out well, though?
I don't know.
Was
if
that Layla?
Layla was about George Harrison's wife, if I'm not mistaken.
So they swapped wives? I forgot the story.
I don't think they, like, went to each other and said, hey, yeah, let's switch wives.
They both dated the same people?
I think if I remember the story correctly, it just kind of moved in that right direction.
But they were on a lot of psychedelics, so I don't know if that one counts. It was the swinging 60s in Great Britain.
But, I mean, it does come down to this. I think that the topic sentence, and I get why someone would have a problem with it. I understand why human nature would be like, whoa. But if you did have a problem with your buddy dating your ex, marrying your ex, you would simply be standing in the way of your friend's happiness for no reason, because they're not yours anymore.
That's, I mean, if you're that open-minded and forward-thinking,
it's not even forward-thinking. You just have to stop for 30 seconds and think about it.
But you can't blame a person for having...
I agree.
You know, those negative feelings. I mean, they have a right to that.
I agree.
Same way he has a right to your wife's ass.
Look, man.
Apparently.
Maybe 17-year-old you drove your girlfriend into the arms of a guy in his late 20s.
But it was also my brother. How about this?
Cursed. He caught himself.
I know.
Here's the capper.
The capper.
My sister remarried him.
No!
Yeah, oh, this is the two-time husband.
Yeah. So she ended up remarrying him. So she went through two more marriages. She remarried him at an alcohol rehab work ranch in Central Florida. It's like she went out there with him.
Well, I hear they have good rates for the reception.
They really do. She married him while he was in rehab. She moved out there with him in some like working alcoholics ranch.
Man.
Damn.
For Christians.
Then very specific.
He comes. comes back 6 months later, toast again.
No kidding.
Then she finds two more husbands.
All right. Well, if you thought your life was a mess, just keep listening to Tommy tell stories about his family.
Florida, baby.
The more expensive an item, the more likely it is to be ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, stealing this and keeping it for yourself would almost be impossible because you get one of these to, like, play with it.
Yeah.
And at the very least, it would be outside where you live.
So, yeah, I couldn't conceal it.
Look, it would just be a matter of time before someone saw where it was.
Oh.
Right?
How big is this thing?
Pretty big.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A man in Seneca Falls has been arrested.
What happened?
After police say they found him in possession of a stolen dog.
A stolen dog.
It all started when the Seneca Falls Police and Fire were called to the man's home for some kind of issue.
Yeah.
While there, one of the officers spotted a pit bull that he believed was involved in an active investigation. The dog had been swiped.
Oh.
After doing some investigative work, they determined the dog had in fact been stolen from its rightful owner. The animal was taken from the man. Good news.
Okay.
The dog seemed to be in good shape, uninjured.
All right.
Just dog.
Well,
bad news.
Don't want to piss off a pit bull.
Good call.
Yeah.
Bad news. The man was arrested, charged with criminal possession of stolen property. He has a court date coming up. And as of right now, the man
going to pity court? Well, pit bull owners call them pitties.
Any laugh there would have been a pity laugh.
I thought I'd get one from the actual pity owner in the room.
Tommy sucks. As of right now, the man accused of these crimes has not been charged with stealing the dog.
But it's got to be pity larceny.
One more, I quit.
Oh, God.
Go, come on, do it. But we have seen other stories like this where folks unknowingly bought stolen dogs just to have...
On Facebook or place you found it.
And they give the dog back and they don't face any charges. So take that for what it's worth. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. And that little detail might be what makes this story confusing.
What's that?
If this man stole this dog...
There's a straight up swiped.
Why would you keep that dog?
Well, true. Yeah, you think you'd flip that dog.
Gotta flip that dog.
Because what's a pit bull worth?
Gotta flip that dog! What's up?
What's a pit bull worth? Probably $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh, let's turn...
I mean, they're... It's not like a purebred, you know what I mean? Like
pit bull is not like an actual like breed of dog.
It's a mix of a lot of different things.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think you're going to flip it for a lot of cash.
I was at like most dogs are at least $2,000-$3,000.
If you're going
to a farm to get a purebred puppy somewhere, yes.
Oh, like what I did.
But I don't think I don't think adult dogs are, you can rescue an adult dog anywhere for not a whole lot of money.
Can I ask you a question? Because I saw your brain working, and I think I know you well enough. Did you think they sold dogs by the pound?
Well, not by the pound.
Did you think the bigger the dog, the more expensive?
Bigger, yeah.
Like they had a scale.
Well, wouldn't that make sense?
No.
Like our dog's like little.
It's more dog to take care of, so it's you're not getting a whole lot of people interested in taking on that kind of responsibility.
I treat them like cars. Like our dog was little, I didn't think our dog should be $2,000. Uh-huh. I figured like a Great Dane, that should be $10,000.
Okay, so you do think they sell them by the pound?
Not by the pound, but by the length.
Like you get it by
gold by the inch. Yes.
You're in your 60s and you didn't realize that there are big dogs that are less.
I've only bought three dogs in my entire life.
Okay.
I mean, straight up cash. Cash money.
Going back to this story, if this man stole the dog and kept the dog, there would be no way for you to pull off this caper and not get caught, especially.
Well, if you're in town.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are they in town? Are they saying?
I don't have the details on that.
Because how would they know that dog was stolen?
And that's just it. The fact that the police officer in Seneca Falls recognized the dog.
Yeah, it must have been a unique looking dog.
Or they had like a missing dog alert.
Well, yeah, I mean, like he said it was part of it.
Maybe posters up, something.
The cop said it was part of an investigation.
Oh.
So, yeah, there was definitely a police report filed. Like. And even if the dog didn't...
It's like an Amber Alert for a dog?
I guess. But even if the cop didn't walk into that house and see the dog, if you steal a dog, you're going to have to walk that dog
at
least...
going to be outside at some point.
You take it to the vet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to be seen with that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way a dog owner who lost their dog in that way is going to stop looking for their dog.
Yeah.
So it seems it would just be a matter of time before not only are you in serious trouble, you're also getting that dog you stole taken away from you.
Could it be a situation, because I know people that go through breakups. One person says, I'm keeping the dog, and the other one decides they don't like that anymore, so they steal what they perceive as their dog back.
Okay, but if that was the case, they would know where the dog was.
Right.
You could go with the police there.
True.
You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense with the allegations here. 252 WCMF out in Seneca Falls. A man was arrested for being in possession of a stolen dog after an incident in his house that brought the fire and police department. Had one of the police officers on the scene look at the dog and go, I think that dog is part of a dog investigation. How long, Tommy, do you think it would take your dog to decide that someone who stole them is their new owner?
Oh, like now this is where I live?
Well, yeah, because like your dog loves you and your wife, right? It knows where it lives. It knows how to get back in the house, right? It cuddles with you. But let's say there's a caper.
Yeah.
Somebody breaks in your house.
All right.
Pittsburgh, dog's gone.
Mm.
Over under a month before your dog is completely comfortable in their new environment.
I would say by 30 days. That's where they live now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they love that new owner like they love you.
Probably, right? I mean, 30 days, they don't see you and it's learned behavior.
This is the person that's feeding them.
If they're getting cheese, they're in.
Okay.
Every dog is a cheese whore.
We want to believe that our dogs love us.
Well, they do.
That they can't live without us.
But if somebody else is giving them...
taking care of them.
Heat, comfort, and food, that's all they really care about.
So they don't love us.
They do.
No.
In their own way.
No, listen to what you just said.
In a cheesy and kibbles way.
You literally just said, if someone is giving them heat, water, and food, that's all they care about.
Yeah.
So they don't love...
That was you and I when we were on the road.
Yeah, I would admit. I don't love any of those women. So you're admitting that the dog doesn't love you.
Well,
it loves what you provide for it.
So like a dog, it doesn't know love, but it's like they're a pack animal. So that's their pack now.
Yeah, you're their pack.
Yeah.
No, but see, you're devastating people right now with that logic that are listening.
252 WCMF.
My wife doesn't like when I talk about it. Talk like this in the house.
Why would you talk like that in the house?
I know, don't
in front
say
of
that.
The dog. The dog can hear you.
Yeah, but it doesn't understand crap. Unless I'm holding cheese.
You know why?
Horford. What's that?
Whore for cheese.
Oh, yeah. Daddy holds the cheese.
Ooh. No. No.
Says cheese eater. No.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think that's what bothered her so much. No, because there are people listening right now, like your wife, who hear you say that, and they're furious because they're convinced that not only does their dog love them, but their dog would be miserable with anybody else but them if that were to happen.
Yes, you're
right. Because, you know, you think of those Disney movies, right? Like dogs get separated from their families and they run.
Homeward Bound.
Oh, that fantastic journey where they meet up with other dogs. Now there's like a... And there's all of a sudden, like, other animal doesn't fit in, but they're all on this journey together.
And you bring up Homer and Bob, but Kimmy, there's like 15 of those movies.
Yeah. Every Disney movie when I grew up, that was the movie. Yeah.
Exactly. Right?
Old Zeke was plumb tired and hadn't found an old sawmill.
Like, people want to believe that if their dog was stolen, the second that back door opened, they'd run out and they would find their way back to them. And there would be this beautiful moment in the yard where they come outside and, oh, is that Patches? Yeah. Patches! And Patches comes running at you.
But I do think, like, if you, I would say, like, if your dog saw you again, they would recognize you and come to you.
I think they'd still
be
excited to see you.
Yeah.
They would just be confused now because it's like, I thought I lived here now.
Yeah.
So if your dog wasn't excited to see you, if your dog just came over and was like, hey, would that bother you?
Oh, sure. Come on, man.
No, but you just said
water. For your ass.
Heat, water, cheese.
Yeah, that would bug you. Okay. Bug me.
All right.
It would devastate my wife.
No, but you seem, I get you.
My wife would pull a blade on somebody.
Jeez.
You seem to have a logical thought process behind this. And even,
I mean, I enjoy my dog, but I get it.
He enjoys his Italian dog.
I enjoy my dog.
I do.
Hey, what's that guy? No, but I mean, like, even you back here, like, you know.
I think it'd still bug you.
I think you still love me. Now you're dating Kevin Costner's neighbor. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Would you be offended?
Yeah.
If your dog was stolen and you found out 2 months later they were happily living with another person.
Would I be offended?
Would it bother you? Like, you see a video of them, like, playing outside, jumping around, laying on their lap, following them around like they would you. Is that betrayal?
So I can tell you that when we lost my dog.
Oh, yeah, went missing.
It would have almost been a relief for me, not knowing what happened to him, to know that he was in somebody's home that was treating him well. Aww. You know what I mean? Like, it would not have bothered me to know that.
Okay. Would you have wanted him back if you found him, like, 2 years
later?
Yeah, I
would have.
Okay, so let's run through the scenario. Because for those who don't know, a couple years ago, Kimmy's dog escaped.
Mm-hmm. For a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
2 weeks?
Yeah. It was a week.
Week. And we did this bit where we had a sounder. It was like James Jackson Brown's.
Yeah.
And then we had a dog bark. All right, we're going to find the dog. Yeah. And then, like, after like day six, you and I realized if we'd ever find the dog, this bit is very depressing.
Yes. This is not going to end well.
But you ended up finding the dog.
Yes.
So you're telling me, let's say 2 years later.
Yeah.
Right?
We find he found another home somewhere. Some family was taking care of him.
And you go to that house and he is just having the time of his life. And he recognizes you, but then he runs back in the house that he's living in now.
You couldn't let him go? After 2 years, I think that it would just have to stay that way. As much as I would want him back, I'd feel bad doing that to that family.
Okay.
You know?
How about you?
Oh, it would bother me.
Would you want him back? Would you do that?
Yeah.
You would 2 years?
Like, let's say there's a bunch of kids that love Lily. No, please, sir, don't take our dog.
Well, I had to let it go. But it would still bug me.
Give me back Princess. We call her
Princess. Princess, is that her name?
No, it is now, and she loves it. You know why?
Why?
They got cheese. And she's a whore, baby. She's a whore, but she signed the deal. Talking about this story on Seneca Falls, a man... police discover him in possession of a stolen dog, according to authorities, after the fire department and police were called to his house for an issue. Mark writes us on Facebook, before we moved, a neighbor tried to steal our dog and just put her out in his backyard.
Wait, neighbor?
He gave him a haircut, maybe thinking we wouldn't recognize him.
What an idiot. What?
Luckily, she was chipped, so it was a call to the police to get her back.
What a moron.
How often does this happen?
I know it happens with, like, certain purebred dogs. Like, remember those little French bulldogs were being... were the number one dog people were stealing.
But I assume they were being sold.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they were worth $5,000-$10,000.
How often
could have just been a dog somebody wanted that they couldn't afford.
But you take it next door?
Yeah,
you give it a haircut and that's going to work?
What dog could it have been where you could give it a haircut where it looked different? It's the same colored dog.
The dog's going to see you in your yard.
Thank you.
Yo.
Thank you.